be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from Uncle Dick's home for wayward boys, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me, as always, are my good friends Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick. Here in the studio, we've got the infamous Jeff Dunn, and who the hell are you anyway?
Madam Lydia.
Hi, everybody.
None of those people are your friends.
Hey, that hurts.
Awesome, man. It's awesome. Begins. Jeff Dunn show today. I'm excited.
Another Jeff Dunn show.
Yeah. And Chewbacca's back.
What's up? Fucking
sweet. What about Chewbacca's back?
I'm back.
Oh. It has less hair than it used to.
No, it's actually got more.
And you can speak English.
Sometimes. You got to beat it out of me.
Yeah. He needs a beadiotomy.
So, hi, Lydia. Welcome to the studio.
Hi.
Lydia's very nervous about being on the fake radio.
Lydia,
yes, don't be nervous. No pressure.
It's exactly the way it was before we were on the radio, except...
Like, just 2 seconds ago. We just played some music, and now we're taping. It's right. Not a big deal.
Yeah. We talk the same way. I say stupid shit, and you guys laugh, and...
Except, like, dead air isn't really your friend.
No.
That is not our problem. Our problem is everybody talking over each other.
Hang on. Wait a minute, everybody.
That's not really...
See, right there, that was brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check the Pinky link at PinkyPolansky.com.
It's not PinkyPolansky.org.
Felix likes Pinky.
Dot orgy.
The Pinky Polansky orgy. Dot I don't want to be in on that scene.
Who PinkyPolansky.ru will get you in trouble.
Ooh, yes.
It's the Russian site.
Space Dicks.
Nice.
Shit. Subreddit. Space Dicks.
Wow.
That's for Felix.
Knock that out of the way.
That's for Felix personally.
So I was thinking, let's start with something different. Let's ask the lady in the
room. let's all turn. Everybody stare at her.
Lydia. Oh, how was your week,
how
Lydia?
How was your week, Lydia? What did you do?
What did you do?
Don't be honest.
That's evil. Yeah, we should have decided whether I was going to lie or tell the truth.
I didn't even think about that.
Just make up your mind right now.
No.
Yeah, just tell us what you want.
Did you tame an elephant, or did you go grocery shopping this week? This will decide
neither.
What path you take.
Neither, I
did
guess.
You just get out of prison?
No.
Oh.
Clever. I can't, I don't know, I'm not clever. I'm not.
Oh.
Whoa.
What did I really do this week? I didn't go to the show. I didn't go to the Steve Dave show.
Oh, yeah.
I missed it too.
Neither did I.
That's kind of what we were getting at with that question.
Those are bad girlfriend points.
Yeah, bad girlfriends.
But that was a pretty fantastic show.
It was
this
a good show, man.
Yeah,
good job, Jeff.
I missed
Dunn
out.
And Pierre and everyone else. Now, who was all in that? And Dump Your Boyfriends, who were fucking.
That
great.
Was awesome. That was great to see the Dunn brothers.
Yeah, that's which a really good to
it's
see.
It's a real 2001
that's why
time.
We're here, right?
Yeah, that was
right?
awesome.
Because wasn't this not supposed to be the Jeff Dunn show?
No, this is all about Steve Dave.
Right. Oh, yeah, this is the Steve Dave show. Hi, Steve
And
Dave.
I'm the only one here. But
because those guys are busy.
They all have very important day jobs and high finance contracts and money to make. And
at 8 o'clock stuff. On a Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in bed by
They're
now.
They're lazy.
Thursday for you listeners,
we,
but still.
We,
They're asleep
we
in bed.
We crammed for a long time for... Like 2 months, we started procrastinating, and then and I don't write easy songs even back then.
Yeah, they're pretty complex.
And like I'm all let's have a Steve Dave show. It's cool. And then 2 weeks later, I'm all wait. Am I going to be able to play this? Am I going to be able to learn this in time in 2 months? Like oh. Mm-hmm. We had to cut the set list down because we didn't know all those songs, and we were all worried that we were going to like do a train wreck.
Now, hey, the first 4 songs I saw were awesome.
Yeah.
Then I had important things to do. In
God exists.
No. Okay.
No, but really,
oh, no.
Really, the songs I saw
God
you guys
exists.
Play.
Thank you, Jeff.
He helped us out. Like, there's no way that we were going to be able to pull that show off, I thought.
Rick, can I get a praise Jesus?
Jesus!
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Can I get a amen?
Amen.
How many practices was that, really? Like, to get ready?
With everyone?
Three.
Everyone.
I'm going with three. Wait. I'll go with three. Chewy?
Five.
Nick?
Four.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six. I'll say seven.
Me
and Ooh, you probably have a better idea than us.
She's wrong.
He was always gone, so I figured it had to be a lot.
I did 10.
He was just checking out Cal Neva to make sure it was.
He was.
Making sure the beer was all still in the same places.
I did 10 practices with Sean Rucker, the other guitar player.
Right.
And because the guitars were the hardest thing.
Dude, you and Sean pulled off a couple of those, so you traded off parts there. That worked out pretty well.
Yeah, on Tiara, because we were playing Ty's parts, who's, rest in peace.
Yeah, word up.
A member of Steve Dave's.
Word
still.
Up, Ty.
Yeah.
Good friend to everybody in Reno.
Yeah, so to answer your question, 10 practices with Sean, 5 practices with our drummer, Pierre and Suda, and 1 practice with the other bass player, Zach, who came up the day of the show. Wow. We practiced 3 hours before.
For the first time in 10 years. Thank you, Zach. Yeah, and he's even got the Superman thing kind of going on with his look.
Pierre.
You know? Yeah.
And Jeff Dunn, dude, and Suda. All you guys, man, you're fucking great, dude. I love all your projects.
I know.
Gorgeous.
So let's start from the beginning.
There's a camera in my face. Right. I got to pose.
Jeff, real quick, run us through your bands again.
All of them?
Yeah. Well, start with the... skip any of them that sucked. Just the good ones.
No, the sucky ones, too.
Well, like I said,
but you were with Brian Wilgemuth from the first
That is my
one,
first
so
band.
Which one?
We've talked about it here once
before. Which band is it?
It's called Twisted Reality.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
They're like 14 or whatever.
I know. And then I started... I found out about hardcore music, and New Blood and Bledgeon were around, I started a band called Slacker.
Nice.
And I got to play with my favorite band, Integrity, because
Sexually.
Dude, whatever. That's a long story, but I got to play with my favorite band. That stupid-ass band is horrible.
Finally, one person mentioned New Blood on the show, too. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, but the only song I remember from Slacker, I don't remember the words, but this is how fucking good of a songwriter I was back then.
Yeah.
Really? Like,
you fail.
I like it.
Hey, it works. I can write words to that.
That was the beginning of my songwriting.
I like caveman rock.
And then,
Slacker, and then what?
People from New Blood and Bledgeon, Damon Watson and Levi Watson.
Yeah.
And people from Soul Thirst, Danny Galecki, and Brian Wilgemuth, who I all played a show with. We played all 4 of those bands, Soul Thirst, Slacker, New Blood, Bledgeon, and all the members of those bands created Fall Silent. Yeah. They did it before I was in the band, but they were only around for a minute, and then I got recruited, and that's how Fall Silent
happened.
Yeah, and then Straight Edge shit happened. We toured a couple times, and it was awesome. Yeah. We were getting big.
False Island had a lot of respect nationwide.
Worldwide, motherfucker.
Yeah. You guys played CBGB's
twice.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Gilman Street, and you name it, you know?
Jeff Dunn, representative of Reno to the world.
Ambassador.
Well, they got a record label, so it's worldwide distribution.
Hell yeah.
When Tower Records was around, there's a fucking Tower Records in Tokyo that has fucking Fall Silent up in that
Fuck
shit.
Yeah.
You know? That's a cool...
That's pretty rad.
And then I got sick of the fucking Straight Edge. Because we were...
Really?
People were getting knifed. People were getting knifed.
I wouldn't imagine you having a problem with
Straight Edge took a real... Some of those people took it pretty serious.
Dude... I could not do it anymore. And I love harmonies and melodies. And it was fun to play fucking metal. and fucking just take it out on the stage and shit and rock right. like that. But I love singing and like
and I and love, you got a pretty voice.
Thank you.
You do.
Yeah.
You got You're a pretty mouth.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Cut.
That's a nice place to end the video, I guess. Yeah. But we did skip over our weekends. We got sidetracked
we'll
from weekends.
The next part of his musical journey after we do our weekend.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Let's start with that man.
That man, Chewy, welcome back to the room.
A lot, yeah. I got back just in time for the weekend, and then I went with my family up to Lake Tahoe on Sunday, I think.
Rough life.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Yeah, well, I had a cousin who lives in Madera, California, who was playing at a baseball tournament up there, so we went to watch him play.
Cool.
Sunday afternoon.
You win?
He won. They stopped him. Yeah, I think they're undefeated so far in that tournament.
There's a ding
he's
for
like
him.
16 years old. He's just a badass. He's a catcher, probably going to get a scholarship and everything.
Cool.
Good for him.
Yeah. So it was nice. I'm just glad to be back. I was out in Winnemucca for two fucking weeks.
I was thinking of
12-hour days. It was tough.
Did you win any more than a mucca?
No. I won exactly one mucca.
Me and you. I was thinking of negative things, too. Like, I'm all, hope he doesn't break his ankle. No, because it's so bad. Like, sports, like, you never know. I don't know.
You never know, yeah.
No, yeah, really.
Crazy,
yeah. 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 In high school, at that 16, I was more headed a different direction, and there's, what, am I going to break my thumb and not be able to light the lighter?
Yeah.
You know,
that
what
is
kind
important.
Of career would I have? Yeah, you got.
But how does LSD fit into this?
Yeah.
That, 16 was a different age.
That's college. That's what happened.
Oh, really?
College,
so you got to have a C average to play sports? I think I'll just take acid. Yes. what kind of average do I need to do that?
You guys?
I'm joking, of course.
You guys did acid in college?
I didn't even go.
I quit acid in college.
Yeah, that's when I
no, I was
on
acid.
I didn't even go to college.
I was a late bloomer and didn't find college and sex and drugs until all at the same time.
Oh my god, we used to have so much fun.
I was a straight arrow. I still am a straight arrow.
All those late.
It's all in the past.
You're Jedi Master.
No,
yeah.
It's not in the past. You're living it out now. We're all grown up.
Yep.
I do like a libation at a bar.
So and do one, I.
And I've been known to do other things in the past.
Yesterday.
In the recent past.
Yeah, all right. Well, screw you. No,
have you been watching the Olympics, Chewy?
I've been watching a little bit, sure.
Yeah?
Yep.
Who do you like?
I like the...
the U.S.
I like
America?
The pole.
I like America. America?
You know, I'm really partial to, like, Guatemala.
Kind of a big fan of the Polish women's volleyball team.
Nice.
You are. Panama Red.
Very talented. Yeah.
I, having no actual TV, have not actually watched any Olympics.
Me neither. It's I have cool. a TV, but I've been busy.
It's kind of cool.
I typically root for the Americans, but I'm not going to root for the...
That is the Olympics. Well, that in 1972.
I can't root for the basketball team, though. Those guys are just ridiculous.
Yeah, you think the Americans being in the Olympics with professional players is ridiculous?
No, I just don't like any of the players on the team. I don't think they... are that good as they think they are. And
what basketball team do you like?
I like the Knicks.
Oh.
They do have two Knicks on the team.
Oh, yeah. Carmelo. Yeah.
Carmelo and Tyson Chandler.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. That's right.
And I like those guys are all right, but really I was rooting for Lithuania the other day when they almost beat them.
I don't know what they're talking about either.
And I rooted against Serena Williams, too. I was rooting for Sharapova in that match for the gold medal there. But
people listening.
If I mentioned one microphone, I'd get the wind.
Yeah, no, my finger's hovering.
I'm waiting for you guys to break in.
My finger's totally hovering over the wind right now.
I'm waiting
now.
For anybody to interrupt me at any time.
All right, well, I'll interrupt because I want to thank the people of Reno.
Yeah.
Everybody who came out last week to the show at Cargo for at Comro for the Kelly Proud benefit, we raised a whole bunch of money. And everybody who gave to the donation on the website, I want to thank you all so much for coming through and helping out while Kelly's still in the ICU. She is still currently sedated and on a ventilator. And
damn. So it's been over a week now.
Oh, it's going to be like this for a couple weeks, more than likely. Yeah. But so everybody's support is super helpful. All the hippie healing vibes, all the actual cash from coworkers, friends, people out of the blue, people who don't even know her have donated a couple times on the site. And so really just thank you all so much. I love Reno. This is why I like this town. It's really touching how many people have been coming out and getting behind this. So,
is there more of a prognosis now that you can talk about?
No. Okay. It's some sort of bacteria They're still trying to sort it out. She's getting complications from having been sedated for so long, but they're dealing with those as they pop up. But she is incrementally getting better every day. They've brought her oxygen levels down. She's breathing better on her own. She's got a long road to recovery, but it's happening slowly but surely.
Damn.
All right. So everybody, thank you. Keep thinking good thoughts. Send in.
I will be praying.
Thank you.
We love you, Kelly.
Appreciate
no,
that.
I'm,
no,
that's
any,
not
yeah,
a fucking
anybody
joke,
who
man.
Anybody who prays, if that's you know your way of doing
I,
it, please
I'd
do.
Pray.
Thank you so much. Like all that counts. All that matters.
And I'm a dick, dude. Did you see what I just did real quick? Like,
what, derailed my wonderful thanks
well, no,
to the people of Reno?
Talking,
I think it's about
like,
time for a song.
And I started to play a song, and I was like, dude, like, I'm hearing this, like, downer story, and I don't know where you're going. This is in your papers.
Right,
this is
right.
Your structure for the show. And I hear some NATO mall. And then you keep talking, and I'm all, why am I an asshole?
There you go.
I felt like an asshole.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
No,
I'm
it's
praying.
All right. It's all right.
I'm praying.
But, so yeah, I went and did that this weekend. I also did a lot of drinking this weekend. And
drinking and thinking.
Yeah, drinking
go
and
hand in hand.
Hanging out with new friends and friends of Kelly's and had a good time. And, yeah, I love this town. So thank you, Reno. Satisfactory.
Good job.
Nick, what about you? What'd you do this weekend?
First, I'd like to say, and so recorded. This weekend, I went to the Steve Dave Dump Your Boyfriend show and had a blast. Saw Dale Kellums there opening up. It was wonderful. It also broke my heart a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
And I really feel for Dale, and you can send some of those thoughts to him, too.
Definitely.
I thought it was important that he played that show.
Yeah. Dude, it was really important. Like,
I'm gonna try to get
it was
some
awesome
video
that he was there
soon with Dale and the Walk of, or not the Walk of Shame, Dump Your Boyfriends and Steve Dave, yeah. Like all in one little video.
Cool.
So you, if you missed it, you could go there and see a couple songs so that you missed, you know.
That's
but
awesome.
What else did I do this weekend? Been working on the movie like a mother.
Yeah, Nowhere Nevada.
What movie is that?
Nowhere Nevada.
Hey, I'm like a radio
The Walk
show
of Shame
person.
with Jeff Dunn. I think we're going to hear that track
on my
pretty
shit,
soon
Jeff.
Too.
Might take your job.
You want to get in here? You can start as whipping boy.
Hey, Rick, would you do that? Would you do the Walk of Shame? I just
I
dance for the
it.
Money. I want to hear it right off the bat.
Yeah, let's. You
want to
hear
so
it right now?
Yeah, well, wait, after I talk about Nowhere Nevada.
Oh, all right.
So cue that up while I tell you the story.
So right off of the other bat.
So, well, anyway.
Touché, my friend.
See, yesterday was wonderful. I get to, Saturday we played a show with Candy Shop. That was part of my weekend. With the Stabby Unicorns, who entranced the whole bar. It was fucking crazy. And then Betty Rocker was really good, too, at the end, because they were heavier than us. So we decided to go second, and they went last. So it was a crescendo. You
good
know?
Plan.
Neat.
And then
so smart.
Very good show.
Yeah, that was a fun
everything
show.
Everything worked out at Strega really well. And then Sunday.
I forgot I did that, too. I
hung out with my wife, which was bitching, and played Frisbee with my dog. Had a real nice home day.
You ever find
movies.
When you're playing Frisbee with your dog, the dog never fucking throws a thing back to you?
Yes, yeah. But she always brings it back and sits above
ready.
My feet.
Yeah.
Ready.
So
you, can, you know what I do with
I cut
the dogs?
Slack.
I go ahead and put it at their feet and see what they do.
Yeah.
Throw it to me.
If you just sit in a chair, she'll put it in your lap. Like, she'll actually just
so
place
that's
it
what
your
you've
lap
been doing
go.
For 4 weeks dude. Is waiting for the dog to throw the fucking thing back to you?
She puts it at my feet, I'll put it at her feet, and then we'll just go back and forth like that till she fucking throws the thing back
you
to me.
A therapist.
Yeah, Debbie's rad. I like playing
Debbie
frisbee
Harry.
With her.
She's the best. Anyway, and so then today, before this podcast, I got to go and see some of the footage that we shot out of Nowhere, or Middlegate. I mean, I call it Nowhere now, but Middlegate. Get to see the footage from the dance number with the Reverend Rory Dowd and Felix Polanski and that song.
And
that was
Kelly.
Written. And Kelly, yeah, who was the super trooper on that whole shoot. Out of all the girls who were working for us, she was the super trooper, dude.
Yeah, yeah. She put
she
in a lot
out
of hours.
The whole thing, dude. And Jeff Dunn wrote this wonderful song that they danced to, and it's by the Walk of Shame. And what's it called? A Tiny Private Dancer.
It's called Tiny Private Dancer. Have you guys ever done anything like this on the show, do you want me to play that song and then play the real record? Is that weird?
Do you want to play it? Play it?
Yeah. And
then, yeah. Well, we
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, we could skip playing it on the record and you just play
no,
it.
No, let's play both.
I'd rather just hear
Rick and stick that in.
Okay. No, then I'm not
no,
playing
it. No, do the short
it.
Unplugged. No, play
it. Fuck that shit. No, I want Rick you to hear the record.
Unplugged.
No.
Do you do it first and then Rick will put it in later.
And we'll all vote on which one's better.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah, do it, Jeff. Do
That's
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We'll fix
Fuck
it in
them.
Post,
do
right,
it.
Guys?
Right.
Do it. Do it. Sorry.
I love this song.
Me too.
Me.
It went out of tune because it got hot in here.
It's hot as hell.
Take off all your
It's rad. My fingers smell like basil.
I love that. And you can't get it off.
Well, previous to the show, we pick Rick's basil plants.
Yeah,
so
we
they grow big and large.
It's that season.
It's zen.
I was about to go out and pick the stuff, and I went out back, and you guys were already doing it. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, they are so well trained.
We know what we're supposed to do.
So this is about strip clubs? Or?
Oh, yeah, on another side of the coin.
Let's hear it.
You got it.
It's listen.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
I don't like that. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm Orban. No, it'll only take you 1 second.
You know, for a fucked up loser, you're such a prima donna when it comes to your guitar.
Yeah.
A prima donna?
Fucked up loser.
Just wants it in tune.
Whatever. Okay, fuck it, dude. I'm not even going to be able to sing good, man.
Do
I
it.
Just,
do it good.
I just woke up a minute ago.
You'll be fine.
I love that, Rick, when you open up your Zippo, and I know you're smoking your pipe in there. I see you writing my name on your money. I come sit down to see. You say that all of the booze makes you funny and easy. Now tell me that you like me, and it don't need to be true. Tell me, do you like everybody? You like me, like you. I'll dance, give me money. I do the best that I can. I just dance, get money from everybody. She's looking at you and she's dancing for me. You know that nothing is free. Now sit down, her body is the teacher and I can read. And now you know that I like it, and it's too good to be true. You know what I like for the money. DJ, dim the lights, there's the pole. Now you're going, baby. I'll dance, give me money. I do the best that I can. I just dance, getting money from everybody. I'll dance, give me money. I do the best that I can. Just dance, getting money from everybody. And this is the part where I do the solo and I don't have a band backing me up, so I'm just going to do it alone and finish the song. Oh, shit. See, now I got
it.
Okay.
Let's hear the record.
That's good.
Dude, really? I just dance for the money. I just dance for the money. I just dance for the money. I do the best that I can. I just dance for the money. From everybody. From everybody. From everybody. From everybody. From everybody.
Yeah, I love that song.
That was awesome.
Sorry, babe. It's hot in here. It's hard to.
It is really hot.
See, while I was gone, the room finally got to maximum temperature.
Heat. Yeah, maximum.
Welcome.
Well, welcome. You got a hot woman in here.
I know.
So.
At this point, that always makes it a little better.
At this point, I would like to point out to you that the next segment of our show is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Stingray Tattoo.
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Fucking your mother!
I don't know why that seemed appropriate.
I don't know why I laughed, man. I'm not a teenager.
Fucking your mother!
See, it's funny,
it's like farts,
time.
Man.
Yeah, that it never gets old.
Did you need to run out? Or do you want to just take a break?
I was thinking about smoking.
Yeah, let's hear a Tiny Private Dancer for real.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, perfect. Yeah, play the track.
That's
yeah.
what I said at first, and Nick's all,
nobody wanted to do
it.
One or the other.
Dick, totally dude. Do that.
Yeah. I just said that, have you done that before? No, you guys haven't. You don't like change, so if you grew up in, like, the 50s, you'd probably be in the KKK.
Well, we did that.
Right, right.
That's what I was thinking we'd do that.
You'd be in the Crusades.
I'm just fucking with you.
But anyway, okay. I'm trying to clean up the mess.
Oh, bit. Yeah, shit, dude, no, that's mine. I spilled, by the way, a glass of water when I was singing, when
that's
I was
right, I
rocking out so hard.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, no, sorry about that. This is a camera case, damn, so at least this is a Steve Dave thing, because that's what I would have done 10 years ago.
Right.
And I would have, but I wouldn't have.
And it wouldn't have been water.
I wouldn't apologize no. either. Fucking piss on it right after you got mad.
Jeff, I want to apologize.
Would you mind explaining it to me?
Lucy?
Oh. Okay, so here track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Okay,
this is
see.
Tiny Private Dancer.
Again.
Okay, for real.
Yeah. money.
Just dance for the money.
I just dance for the money.
I just dance for the
money. I just dance for the money. I do the best that I can. Just dance for the money. From everybody. From everybody. From everybody.
I love that song.
That song's so awesome.
Arnold Palmer.
I would just Sally sells seashells down by the seashore because she's a whore.
New York. Yeah, I fucked it up.
You know what? The
thick
rain.
Deep electric pink think dip.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
You didn't marry me.
Really?
Mr. Dow, none of these people are your friends. Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of Jeff Dunn?
I'll just suck his dick. I'll just suck his dick. They deserve a good blowjob.
I was going to let you off the hook, man. I was really trying to avoid it.
You just go right to there. You're not talking about like Beatles.
I love
before.
It. It's a great song.
Don't you want to kiss him first?
That is a great song. All right. What the fuck is that? All right. I'm romantic.
All right. Well, let's jump right over to Naked Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Naked Jeff.
We heard some stories about some shit.
I would like to hear about a night that Chewy was maybe.
I won't even film
at
this shit.
The door.
I was working the door with Zephyr.
One of the many people who've seen
2000
me
maybe.
Oh, big whoop.
And it was, you know, there was quite a few people in there. I think there was a DJ playing. I was just working the door, hanging out, and all of a sudden Jeff Dunn showed up naked. Walked right in. I didn't ask him for money or nothing because obviously didn't ask for ID or cash. He said, "All right."
I put my ID out of my asshole and I'm all smell it.
That's cool, dude.
Please, sir, come on in.
I know you.
What happened, Jeff?
That was from my side. Right. What? Tell the whole story from your angle.
Just like the movie Munich, how Steven Spielberg ends it or starts it with the ending and goes from the backstory after. You heard the ending.
And nowhere Nevada.
Here's the backstory. We were driving down the road high on cocaine, big time. And I've been running around Reno, a bunch of friends of mine, I won't mention names. And,
good job.
And they know that I'm a sucker for money and I'm a sucker for making an ass of myself. And so they had the idea that
they'll pay
me $60 to do the Pee Wee Herman dance on top of the gay bar. And it was Carl's where we wanted to go at first.
On top of the gay bar.
Yeah, on the bar. No, on the roof.
Okay.
On the bar.
I was picturing on top of the entire bar.
Have you seen Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah.
Which one was Carl's?
It was on South Virginia.
Across from Peppermill. It was kind of gay. It's not like $10.99.
By Q's and the.
Wasn't there a lot of lesbians
and bowling alley over there?
Like really fat dykes in there?
Dude, it was a gay bar.
It was no Bad Dolly.
So what happened when you did the Pee Wee Herman at the
No,
gay
I. So
Dolly's.
We were driving by, fucking super drunk, high, and and we noticed no one in there. So we drove down the street, and we're like, "Okay, you got to go to $10.99." They say, and like I'm like, "Oh man!" And so we go down there, and we like look in the bar. I'm not doing that. Like I'll only do it if it's at like Zephyr because it was right there. And they're all right, fuck, $60. There you go.
Zephyr.
And it's December.
Oh, that's
an important thing. And so we park not in the parking lot, but out front by the.
For guys who don't know, December is super heavy metal.
It's winter.
I thought you were going to mention names.
Super cold, like 9 degrees.
Yeah.
And we park out front, and I'm going to go by that little sideway from Virginia Street. Mm-hmm. You know,
Piss Alley?
The back way. Yeah, totally. And so I get naked out there in December, and I'm like, all right.
On the side.
I'm going to do this. I don't even know who's in there yet.
Well, you're like between the wall and the chain link fence?
Yeah,
totally.
And
on
the other side of the chain link fence
Chewbacca's
is the dirty bookstore.
Waiting. With his
well, there's that empty lot and then
right.
The
park on.
Totally. So that's park where on. I was. And so like I'm naked. I'm like, all right, let's do this. So I just ran in because it's cold. And I went right up on the bar. Steve Foat was working that night. And I did the fucking Pee Wee Herman dance. I'm all blah, 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 blah. And there's like fucking hip hop playing in the back. And this little black guy is spinning records. And he doesn't know what's going on. I'm like fucking up his shit.
And then folk started squirting.
And no. Yeah. I did the Pee-wee Herman dance, right. And then I should have just run out at the time. I mean, did my shit. I got my $60. Instead, I sat down on the bar, just nude, and there's people drinking on
like
each
on
side
the bar or on a bar stool?
My ass on the bar, nude.
Like, and I'm trying to think, like, would your ass catch more from a Zephyr bar, or would the bar catch more from your ass?
I took, like, 15 showers the next day. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, the bar didn't. Steve Pope starts spraying me with the water hose, and like, oh, fuck you. And like, and then I'm all, fuck this. I'm going to go dance with this chick. So I start freaking with this girl nude. And she was down. It was cool. Like, and then I'm like, dude, while I'm here, I'm going to fucking show off more. I went up on stage, and I pretended like I was scratching right by the record, and I was flipping my dick up and back and forth. And then I went outside, and I walked away. I'm hot by that point, so I didn't run. I'm like, fuck, this breeze feels nice. It's snowing. and then I got in the car, and we're driving away. Everyone's laughing. And then here's the end of the fucking story. My friend says, okay, it was December. I was on cocaine, and my pubes, I hadn't shaved them in a long time. It was like 70s porn pubes. So I get in the car, and he's all, crouching pubes, hidden penis. And we've been laughing about that ever since. I'm all, dude, I was on coke, and it was
December.
Did you
get your $60?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I spent that $60 wisely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Reno.
Can't imagine I would let that go down at the bar, though.
Can't imagine.
You did. You had no choice.
Right. Dude, that's like Jeff,
was that for pretty much anything went.
That's like Felix going around a couple weeks ago and like walking into every bar saying, could I get a pint of 151 and set your bar on fire?
Could I get a pint of 151? Went down to Zephyr too, and we let it go.
Yep.
That's why it doesn't exist anymore.
It never happened at the Zephyr.
That's why it exists in a shell of it, what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's totally like
Jeff Dunn.
It's for the dumb fucks now. No.
Girls used to go to the Zephyr, pour 151 offense on their heads, and light themselves on fire sometimes.
Yeah.
They were Buddhist girls.
And they, like,
naked.
Other
they're
girls
protesting.
Would lick the fire off their titties and shit.
That's right. Those were good times.
Yeah. Even you would like that, Rick.
Burning boobs.
Yeah.
I'm down. Burn those boobs.
Because you hate women.
No.
Yeah, well, no, because...
Well, what does Aunt Edie think about heterosexuals?
What does Aunt Edie think about heterosexuals?
Aunt Ida.
Where's Bump?
Aunt Edie.
Well, her name's Edie, but she's Aunt Ida. Aunt Ida. Aunt Ida.
Like Edna.
The world of heterosexual is a sick and boring life.
That's right. Don't limit yourself,
can
people.
Be. Disagree.
Come
it
out.
It can be exceptional as well.
Damn, so Jeff, button on a fur coat, huh?
What?
That's what I think of.
Button on a fur coat.
Button on a fur coat.
Your wiener.
You're sitting back there, you gay motherfucker, thinking about my wiener. It's been like 5 minutes since we were talking about that story. Wow. I get it. But you're still
it's coming very soon.
Even though you know my wiener's little?
I shall always remember
you're
Dick.
You're a sick bastard.
Oh, man. What you got for us, Rory?
Shit. I don't know. I got stuff happening. A couple shout outs to throw out.
All right, let's do that.
At the one stop guitar shop with Eric Stangland.
Nice.
Everybody, please go patronize our good friend Eric Stangland.
Dude,
He's a great guitar player.
He's a model of Reno Music Society.
Jedi really, master. Absolutely.
And really one of the best guitar teachers in town. You want to learn something in an hour from him, just sit down and he will like fill your head.
A great person.
He taught
like
me
a great person.
All you need is love for your wedding.
Sexually.
All right.
Thank you, Eric Stangland.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That certainly
true story.
Was a true story.
A sculpture that I thought was rad, but I think he was kind of like, I think I got gypped. So I owe you a sculpture, something better than what I gave you, brother.
Hope you're listening. I'm mad at you, dude.
Yeah, that was a ways back. That was a ways back.
Also, don't forget about the open mics that this show likes to support. On Monday nights, we've got the worst little open mic at Jub's Thirst Parlor. This week, we'll be hosted by me. I am the host after you will hear this show, so please come down and check me out.
I'm not going.
I've got songs.
I'm not going either.
I have poems. I have songs I've written. I've got covers, and I've got
bass and drums.
Yeah, bass and drums. So please come down and hang out.
Courtesy and of Nick Ramirez.
Yeah.
If you don't show up, Rory will perform more.
Yes. The more people that show up, the fewer I will, the less.
We cannot let that happen.
Gosh, I can't talk.
It's not even. I'm going.
I changed my mind.
Yes, yeah, please show up.
I'm going too.
Nice.
Mr. Also, Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
Where'd you get that from?
It's not only open mic, it's open drums and open bass.
Yeah, no, and it's a jammy thing. If you wanna,
open Pee Wee Herman,
you
want to
play a set by yourself or a song by yourself, just let everybody know. Yeah. But if you want some accompaniment, lots of people down to just sit in with you and do a little session.
If you
want
to come in naked and sit down on the bar itself, maybe you should go to the Zephyr. I heard they're opening it.
Just shave your pubes
do
before.
Do the Pee Wee Herman on the bar. And
it's
get water
too.
Sprayed at you. Ten,
and Coke's not as popular as it used to be.
They would appreciate that at $10.99 now, too.
There'll probably only be three or four people there anyway, so.
Go to the $10.99 now and do that, too.
No, that's Chapel.
When is that again?
No, it's...
I mean, I'm not gay. I don't know where $10.99 moved to on 4th and Valley. I mean, what?
My friend Chaz goes there.
I'm gay as fuck.
Dude, I love Chaz.
I love Chaz, too.
So, Chaz, dude, I made it to InnerZone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the new InnerZone moved back to Studio on 4th, and it was fucking awesome.
Heard it was really good this weekend.
It was so awesome. And they fucking got a bunch of the sound equipment that came from the underground.
I think Remy's working there now.
So they had all these, like bass, but so the sound was way better. It was fucking great.
Moved across the street and down.
Yeah, and then me and a friend.
Industrial goth night.
Dude, me and a friend went to a 5-star after that, and it turned out my friend had been 86th from the 5-star.
That's embarrassing.
How do you?
I know.
Do that?
That's what I thought.
That is hard to do.
Best friend.
You got to really fuck up.
But were we in? Were we on the show? And one of the people came in and said that they saw somebody get 86 from the 5-star.
I almost was a few times just for being falling down drunk.
Yeah, that's what. And you said that after the person said that. I
thought they were like
was.
Sucking cock in the bathroom or something.
No,
that was
you.
Not me.
You don't get kicked out of there for that. I mean,
you do
so
now.
I've heard.
You do now.
Really? Didn't it used to be like that?
I hate the way they gentrified downtown. It makes me sick.
Back in the day, you were lucky if you could get out of there without that happening.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. I mean, wait. No, I don't.
I used to deliver pizzas back in the day, and I went there one time and somebody would have preferred that I let them suck my dick in the bathroom.
Yeah. They always told Jeff to get the coke. He had to suck it out of the little brown hose.
I just suck his dick.
It's not hard.
Fuck you.
I said, no, that's going to be $19.78 like I said.
Do you mind if I pay you in blue?
Quiz are just better. I'd be so proud if you was a fag.
Let's hear another song here.
Let's hear a song.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another Jeff Then, Jeff Now.
But I did like hearing about your gay adventures. We should do that every show.
It was not that gay. I wish it was
InnerZone isn't that gay. It's actually...
InnerZone is very straight.
Yeah, it's a lot of goth people reliving their high school years.
Yeah. Oh,
you just have to cruise when you're there.
Yeah.
There is...
Find the glory hole.
There is cruisable there. There is cruisable
What is
there.
So glorious about that hole?
A lot of,
A
lot of people ride their mopeds there, too.
First it's glorious, then it's shameful.
What does that mean?
Well, if you have to ask, then you don't know.
And it's sad.
It's because you're gay, Rick. You don't know that term.
Never
mind.
Not that I know.
Okay.
Fucking faggots.
You have to explain it. It's not funny anymore. Spick.
It's also gross.
Fucking Hispanic faggots. Jesus
God
Christ.
Damn. They're
my favorite
lazy.
Kind.
I know.
I love them.
It's everybody's favorite
they
kind.
They just want to lay lost. Back.
What? Let's hear some music.
Let you have
get
your
off the
them.
Gay train.
Rusty trombone.
Okay. Hey, Rick, what's a Cincinnati bow tie?
I don't know. Let me find out. For
it's impossible.
No
to get
one
off
knows.
This train.
No.
I know what a Colombian bow tie is.
Are you gonna Google
that's
it?
Not sexual.
That's
where they like.
It's a Colombian
I thought it was a necktie.
No, not when
it's
they tie
like
it into
Pablo
a
Escobar's
not when they tie it into a knot.
You would have one, yeah.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
You can't actually tie a human tongue into a knot.
What is now? What did you call it again? Cincinnati bow tie.
Yeah, Rick. Are you just Rick?
You're looking it up on the internet. He's quick on the internet, Rick.
Google. There,
his Bubba. Internet's really slow.
He's just taking his time. He knows exactly what it is.
He's actually pulling out all the implements.
He's pretending he doesn't know.
Oh my God! It says Cincinnati bow tie is not defined yet.
I told you, no one knows.
No one knows.
Then you know what that means. We can put in anything. So what
Dude,
should it be?
What do you guys want to do for the Cincinnati bow tie?
Okay. You want to try the Cincinnati bow tie?
I think Cincinnati. You think Bengals like the football team?
No.
So you think Icky orange Woods. Or red? Maybe blood from a poontang.
I'm thinking orange and black.
I was going with some of those like domination videos where the chick will just like rub her ass and vagina in the guy's face who's tied down while she's menstruating.
Are you serious?
Rub it all over his neck and to make the bow tie.
So when that's happening, it's spring either way. So there's two different colors going in all directions and it can look like a bangle.
Really pure,
that's
pretty.
Disgusting.
Did I say that out loud?
I gotta go in the other room and take a shit.
Wait.
I like the sliding up and down.
I did find one.
He got a Cincinnati. Got?
Everything is backwards in Cincinnati. The sexual gesture involves the male subject to be titty fucking the female subject backwards. The female's view now reveals
that's
the male's rear
about.
And right below it. His scrotum Taint. In the shape of a bow tie, where a bow tie would normally rest.
Yes!
Okay, now wait.
That's way better than what you guys were talking about.
Now wait. There's a second one. That's just the first. There's actually several. This is the next one.
That one's
Cincinnati good. Bow tie number two. When a female or male has throat cancer and gets a breathing hole in the neck,
another male
penetrates that hole with his penis.
No!
The rapid penetration causes the hole to bleed while the person is trying to breathe. Causing the blood to spray in the formation of a bow tie.
That's actually still better than what they were talking
maybe,
about.
Maybe made famous in the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Dude, you...
Okay, do you want to hear number three?
No. You made my night, and you fucking ruined my night
I want one more.
Okay, number three. The act of a male putting saran wrap around his face and a female defecating on the saran wrap, it allows the male to feel the heat of said poo.
Can we go back and not hear three?
That's not a bow tie.
That has nothing to do with the bow tie.
Yeah, right?
It's actually kind of gross.
That's something.
What did I do?
That's like a hot plate.
Oh, play a song, Jeff,
hot
please.
Place.
Oh, wait, there's a bunch.
Stop this
madness. There's several more. We should stop. Huh?
Stop. Yeah, no, dude.
Really, number two there. Number two there is the win.
When, I actually prefer number one.
When me?
Yeah, hey, restates number one again here. So that I think that's
hey,
the,
Rick,
I liked number
when
one.
I...
Oh, my God, then it restates two.
Stop
it! Tracheotomy hole.
That's the one Rick wants.
I like the one that made.
I don't. How would you get a dick inside that tiny hole?
Dude, hey, Rick.
Depends on the dick, really.
I'm sorry.
Jeff, if you would just start playing music, we'd stop.
No, I want to say something. Okay. You, in two definitions, made my night, and then you fucking ruined it. In a tracheotomy hole?
Saran wrap? Really?
That's so wrong.
Oh, my God. That's me talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the worst
podcast. Who the fuck ever offends me?
What about this show after? Even we've been doing this for almost 2 years, and we're still breaking new ground.
Offending Jeff Dunn.
Oh, yes.
That's a title for the show, I think.
Offending you.
Okay, so... Steve Dave was an awesome band. I didn't tell everybody about all my other bands, but right after Fall Silent, which was what we ended on, I went to sing and start playing fucking punk rock music because I love NOFX and shit like that. And like, so I love...
Pop punk, mall punk,
yeah,
bullshit.
I liked it, and I tried my way of writing. And so I played in Whiskey. That was my next
right.
band.
Right, I remember Whiskey.
That was fucking fun, and it was all cool.
Right.
Not great, but it's the progression, you know? And after Whiskey didn't work, I moved to Los Angeles after a breakup. And then I came back up for another girl. And that's why I'm not a famous fucking actor right now, because of a goddamn woman.
Chasing
skirts. It's not you.
Chasing
skirts. I know, that sounds horrible. I'm a horrible person.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
You are a horrible person.
I came back up, but I love and you. I needed a gig. I wrote a record while I was down in Los Angeles, but I didn't have a gig. So I got in Sucker Punch for like 6 months, and during that is when I wrote the first Steve Dave record, Queso Like. And then I stole Pierre kind of from Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch has a show coming up soon, too.
I know. Well, yeah. They're playing again, but I kind of stole him. Like,
you borrowed him. You borrowed him.
Yeah, thank you. That's great. That's a good way to think about it.
Sucker Punch, I borrowed him.
Yeah.
You can have him back now that I'm done with him.
And then, during that time is when I wrote all the Steve Dave songs that started us out. And then, I'm going to get to it. So Steve Dave was an awesome band. It was a crazy fucking time. We went on a full U.S. tour after being together for a few years. And, we played around and people were coming to our shows. And
may I ask a question?
What?
Did you ever talk to Kevin Smith about that?
No, I've never met him.
Oh.
I could tweet.
Please,
or,
Phil, what?
Kevin Smith directed Clerks, which the name Steve
Mallrats.
Dave.
No. Mallrats.
Mallrats, was that where Steve Dave come? Yeah. Kick his ass, Steve Dave, right?
He says, what the hell is going on here? Take it easy before I have you removed from the mall. Warned? What the fuck are you talking about? Tell him, Steve Dave. He's talking to a dude that's named Steve Dave. Yeah. And I caught it. I'm all, what the fuck? His name is Steve Dave? That's a cool band name.
Put it on. I didn't mean to intercept. I just. All right. That's, you know.
Yeah, totally. Where was I? Where was I?
About to play a song. That's where you were.
You were on tour and you used to have pennies.
Oh, yeah.
So, whatever. I'll make this fast. Steve Dave was a cool band. And we all played in it. We just played last Friday night at Cal Neva Events Room with Dumpy Boyfriends, who was back in. It was a 10-year anniversary show.
For both bands.
2003, all over again.
Well, two, three. It was a 10-year anniversary from our.
My math's good.
From our For the Remainder of the Duration record release, which was 2002. And we'll be getting that shit out to everybody because we'll be playing again, I think. In Fall Silent, there was a girl named Jenny Spohr. Dude, I'm setting up this song. You fucking asshole. Dude, you should hear Roy. Dude, I started another story and he's all, oh, really, Jeff? I want to go home.
Yeah. So please finish the Jenny Spohr story.
Go, Jeff.
So, when
anyway,
we were going on our first tour, Fall Silent, years before that, there was a girl named Jenny Spohr, and she came to our shed when we were loading up our gear, and our tour was booked, and she came up to me, and she said, here, these are 5 pennies, and these all represent your lives on the road. Your lives on the road. And if you keep these things safe, then you guys will be safe on your journeys. And so we put these in like a little bearings packet for skateboard bearings, you know, because we had extra ones. And it was in the fucking glove compartment. So if we run out of bearings, we have some. And so they fit right up there. It's like as big as a penny. And, so we kept those safe, and we went on the road for a U.S. tour. We kept playing for another year, kept going on the road, but went on another U.S. tour, played at CBGB's a couple times, goddammit.
Yeah.
Gilman Street, fucking False Island was a big band. And those pennies, I never forgot about them. And so every single band I've been in, when we have even a small road trip, like Los Angeles or something, like when I'm leaving, I'm like, wait, does everyone have their pennies? And give them to me. and everyone gives me their fucking pennies, and we keep them safe, and we haven't died yet. Like,
nice.
And so this song is about what happened in Steve Dave, pretty much what we did. I'm gonna fuck it up.
Hell yeah.
Not yet.
Very nice. No?
One more second. As for slow nights move,
the Coda.
I've seen so many things to see if this one will get an offer. So move it down, down the coast, to a place where people listen, where the nights are young and fast. So we go.
No. Yeah.
All right.
That was awesome.
Good performance.
That was great, Jeff. Thank you.
I fucked up once.
Yeah.
That's such right. a pretty
that's,
song,
that's
though.
The beauty of live fake it's radio.
It was real. What we did.
Yeah.
And one of our members died.
Totally.
And we just had a reunion. This is why we're here. And fucking Ty Fritching, I haven't even fucking said his name yet.
Ty.
Fucking Ty Fritching. He was a guitar player and Steve Dave. He was a great person. He fucking, we lost him. And he was a big part of that goddamn band.
Absolutely.
Big part of the Reno scene.
He's
man.
A big part of life.
Yeah.
He's kind of a host.
Absolutely. There you
Rick,
go.
Can we get an absolutely?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jez Blaze.
Ding that shit. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Yeah, and yeah. So we memorialized him again, and yeah, thank you.
Yeah, his mom was there. That was sweet.
Yeah, she talked on the mic at the show. It's nice. Cool.
Started playing guitar and stuff. That was rad, man. I was really touched by the whole thing.
People cried at the show.
Cool.
It was rad. So, but Dump Your Boyfriends opened, right?
Yes. Well,
and then they
Dale opened.
Right, Dale opened. Dale. From Sprout and Astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
And
your bear.
Many other ventures for Dale. But Chewy can go way back, like Blue Morning.
Yeah, One Brown Head.
Yeah, Dale's Reno scene.
Yeah,
but I just had the one question because Dump Your Boyfriends turned into Walk of Shame, and then you got in it, right? Or well, how did that all happen?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know what
those
the story
are all
is.
My songs, motherfucker.
So let's get to the Walk of Shame.
No, Dump Your Boyfriends had Kevin Dunn in it, and I hired him as my bass player.
Oh.
No offense, Kevin, if you even fucking listen to this, but fuck you.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I'm
no.
sure Kevin listens every week. I'm
I know,
sure.
right? So, hey, you're a big
He's
fat
got time
fuck.
For that.
he keeps
I love you, dude.
He keeps threatening he's going to crash the show one of these weeks.
No, he's gonna crash his car into. No,
he's just gonna crash.
He's gonna
he's
crash
tired
into
from
house.
Walking Aww. Around with his big fat ass.
Hamburger tattoo.
I love you so much.
Kevin.
We love.
Hey
Kevin.
Rick, you know what I want to hear?
What do you want to hear?
Special music.
Oh really? Is it time for that?
Special.
I think it's time for that.
Okay.
Oh, wait, what? Oh.
I thought we were doing. I thought we were doing the fun game of Jeff now, Jeff then.
Oh yeah, we're gonna smoke.
Oh well, yeah,
we're gonna smoke.
Let's listen to that. Oh okay, I was.
Oh yeah, we're actually gonna hear the
fake
song
drop
we just
it
heard.
Yeah,
we'll crank
the
up
thing
AC
that I invented today.
Polished
and let's not forget about the guys at Reno Computer Fix, Justin and Ian, who will fix
how
your
you
computer by how much it costs to fix it, not how long they have it.
And they're hot what? As balls.
And if you take their name and right, Ian Curtis,
really?
That was the guy who started
I
New Order,
know.
Right? Not New Order.
My
yeah.
computer works fine.
Was that the dude that
Joy
killed
Division,
himself
sorry.
In excess?
Ian Curtis.
Well, I don't even know that, Nick. That
epilepsy
makes you gayer than me.
I guess so. I guess I'm more goth than you, man.
Right.
Fine.
That is not goth.
I
that's
knew that
gay.
Shit in high school.
So, in the world? Oh.
I didn't suck any cocks in high school.
In the world?
Really?
In
Why
high
not?
In high school.
I mean, what?
In high school.
So, in the words of Elvis Presley, and now, kids, here's a song. So in the break there, we were talking a little bit about Ty some more. And Jeff, you were telling us about the last Steve Dave practice.
The last time you were punched in the face. How about that?
It's both of those.
I'm sure I punched you in the face since then.
No, I became an egotistical bastard. Because, like, we were a halfway decent band around town, and people came to our shows, and, like, I'd never experienced that. A little bit in Fall Silent, but, like, woo, we would have sex with any girl that was standing in front of us. And
Throwing their panties at you?
No.
They didn't wear any panties.
No, dude, I wasn't in Motley Crue, dude. No, yeah, mostly Ty, but I took the ones that he denied. And I was a singer. That's depressing. Why you have to bring that up? No, the last fucking Steve Dave practice, and the last time I've been punched in the face was from Ty Fritching. Rest in peace, motherfucker. I came to practice, and I was out of control. They had already had band meetings behind my back about what they were going
to
do.
What to do about the Jeff situation.
If Jeff shows up drunk again, if he shows up fucking being an asshole again, we're done. And I came in, I'm all, what the fuck are you guys doing? Yeah, I don't know. I was late for practice. I was, like, mad at them for some reason. And Ty's all, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Or something like
Why
that.
Are you late?
Yeah, he's all, you're the one that's late. I'm all, fuck you, you piece of... Dude, he just hauled off and smacked me, dropped me to the fucking floor. I started crying. I was emotional because I was fucking drinking way too much. And, like, I just left, and that was the last time I ever met with them as a band until... recently.
The other night.
And then they started the thoughts killing me.
Right.
Suda,
Sean,
and Z, and everyone.
Yeah.
And now
you've picked
drank,
up on
I
some
drank
of that.
For fucking 6 years.
Okay.
And then had problems. Didn't have problems. And then, I don't know.
Are you back on beer?
I'm on the beer.
All right.
Yeah, but
vodka.
I'm not on the ego.
Good.
Ego and beer don't go together.
No.
They just lead you to funny places. Now it's time for my music, though.
All right.
Oh, shit, Dick.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all defecations. It's once again time for the worst little quiz in the world, in which I'm going to ask my guests some purely random questions.
Hey, Rory, can I do mine first this time?
Scored.
I just got one I don't want to do at the end. Cagney or Lacey?
Lacey. Cagney's a fucking dyke.
She's all right. Okay,
sorry,
go ahead.
Liz.
All right, continue.
Wow, that was a bit of a non... Well, welcome back, Chewy. Thanks for participating.
I've been waiting for a month to do that.
Rick, can you turn his microphone off?
We are friends to the gay and lesbian community at the worst little podcast.
Rick, can you turn
his... all the gays.
Can you turn
that...
Oh,
yeah, no, I love gays.
Can you turn that bigot's
sorry,
mic
said
off?
Dyke. I'm sorry, I said dyke.
So...
They like it.
We're going to start in the middle this time. Jeff, rate your own skills as a lover.
Fucking dude. This one goes to 11.
Oh, the big 11. Liddy, my darling, rate your own skills as a lover.
That's not fair. I mean, definitely 11 or 12 or maybe 20.
Why are you better than me?
20.
I'm definitely the best.
You're not bad.
I like a confident woman.
Now the second half of the question.
We're going to skip that part.
No,
that's the most interesting because it's very likely that...
No.
Okay.
Now, color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear.
Oh, shit, man. Last time I said I wasn't wearing any and I was...
So this time you're not wearing any and you're going to make up what
Walmart,
you have.
Walmart, $5, maybe green...
And the lovely Lydia.
Dude, they're pink and they're awesome.
They are. That's kind of more of a peach.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right.
And lacy.
Neon peach and pink.
So I guess
very
we know
nice. That's an
answer of yours to Cagney and Lacey.
100 points right there.
Yeah, Lacey.
I probably
grew
have
up in
to
the
go.
Woods. She has
I don't
no
even
idea
know who that is.
That is.
But
it's a bad TV show
the
from the 80s.
More lesbian, so I'll go that way.
To Cagney?
Yeah.
Lesbian. That's why, because she's half lesbian, because I have huge tits.
Yeah. It's true.
You got nice titties there. Little nice little nipples there. They're all hard.
They're so
Well, they're always hard. They were pierced.
Ah. Lydia, when was the last time you got really hammered?
Wednesday. Definitely Wednesday.
Drink of choice?
Wednesday. Well, Wednesday was those new, that Jim Beam, that hot Jim Beam stuff, the fireballs.
Oh, fireballs. Fireballs. For Wednesday.
But usually I'm a martini kind of girl.
All right. Jeff, when was the last time you got hammered?
Dude, I got hammered drunk last night.
Yeah, he was wasted.
Well, it's because of the fucking Percocet. It was.
There's a warning right on the bottle.
There wasn't, you're not supposed to
I
do
know,
that.
And I like to test
but there's
limits.
Not a, there's not a warning
Black
on the beer
market.
Can.
No, right? No bottle.
Said, do not take Percocet with this.
Let's see. My favorite question. Trapped on a desert island, Lydia, your mother, your brother, or your lover, who do you cannibalize first?
Ooh. God, that is a hard one. That's a really hard one. My mom would probably, like, offer herself up first, so
when
probably
she's
my mom.
She's older. Yeah.
All right, that's a good fair answer. Jeff?
She's probably
I've asked you this
too.
Question before. I don't remember your answer.
Dude, I'd love to eat my lover. I like that. I did it last night. Oh, wait, no, you're talking
morning.
About cannibal. Oh, yeah.
Cannibalizing.
Yeah. Never mind. I don't know. No comment.
You don't have a brother.
U-A-T.
Your sisters, because... Never mind.
No, there's only brother, mother, or lover.
You don't have
you can't
a brother.
Eat your sister. Yeah. That's gross.
Sister don't even rhyme,
that
with
doesn't
you.
Count. That doesn't count. Jeff, have you ever tasted your own DNA?
You know this.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Lydia?
How do you know that?
Because I was on the podcast before.
Oh, okay. I asked him that. Yeah.
Maybe Rory was there when it happened.
Dude, definitely. Look at the gay guy being all interested.
I know.
When did you guys get together?
It was coming very soon.
Lydia, have you ever tasted your own DNA?
That was a yes.
That's a yes for
last
you.
Last night.
Wow, wonderful.
That was this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fuck it, Jeff. I guess no idea.
Pretty hot. Have you ever been surprised having sex?
Yeah. Do you want me to explain?
Elaborate.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah.
Unplug my ears. No.
If need
will you
be.
Get the... No, if, think about your answer while your ears are plugged.
No, I've been surprised by this little one because... It's not complicated, and I don't have to work at it. That's surprising.
Can I have a follow-up? Have you ever been disappointed?
Ooh.
Yeah. By most everyone. Other.
Except Lydia.
The multitudes that are not Lydia.
Yes.
Lydia, have you so ever sweet. Been surprised having sex?
Let's see.
Remember that time I'm all, boo!
Woo! Like, pleasantly, well, painfully surprised, maybe.
Donkey punches? What?
No, since she's a girl, that means that, like, this big man
like in the back
took
of a
off his pants and has a tiny penis.
The most surprising second, well, I don't know. I really shouldn't tell this story.
What about time with the Cincinnati bow tie?
What happened nice in Cincinnati, Lydia?
The most surprising sexual thing I think I've ever seen was actually someone was turned on by their own ears.
That would be what? How do you? What are you like?
What
you can't
he
do
does
anything with your own ears?
What he did is he placed the mirror next to him, did her from behind, without his hands touching her, and stroked his own ears and looked at him.
Ears Danny Thomas style.
That is really weird.
That is
I don't even think you can find a YouTube
I really
video
meant
about that.
When I wrote the question, I really meant is like anybody walked in on you or like coughed on
way
the
better
car.
Stories.
It's way better answers than people misinterpreting.
Okay. When I was a kid, my bed was made. I was a teenager.
Jeff will answer both questions.
I fucking was jacking off.
Oh,
totally
no.
Naked, spread eagle on my bed, and my dad came in, and my bed was made, so I couldn't get under the covers. I just turned over, and my ass was hanging up, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm all, I'm changing.
Into a man.
And he's all, don't walk around naked, and then just walk out. He's like, what the fuck?
Hey, that's called the Boise bow tie.
I was surprised that day.
I guess the answer to if I've ever been disappointed sexually, I guess. Well, maybe, like, just say something sweet. When me and Jeff were kids, I used to always be disappointed because he would always leave me hanging. He had his little moped, and he would sneak over there when he was, like, 15 in the middle of the night. And he'd always, I don't know, leave me hanging.
Dude, you weren't more disappointed by the time when I let my friends watch us do it?
Oh, my God.
Damn, these are some high scoring motherfuckers.
Wow. Oh my God.
Wow. That just rocketed you both up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Torpedoes.
What would you like for your last meal on this earth, Jeff?
Fuck, man.
To completely switch topics.
Right now. Wait, last meal. I'm like thinking Beto's. Wet burrito.
Yeah, that's
but
a good
if I think about the planet,
you love escargot.
I love escargot and a ribeye, and asparagus.
Nice.
But
and Beto's.
No, that one's mine. You're
eat
stealing
them all.
No. You know what I want?
Don't even have to shoot.
I want
it
a fucking New York hot dog on the street with caramelized onions, ketchup, and mustard.
All right,
on Broadway.
Lydia, your last meal on this earth.
I always crave it. I had all this gourmet food when I lived in the Bay Area, but the thing that I miss the most is the crispy prawn tacos at Cancun's Taqueria. They were so amazing. Those hot prawns.
That is a very specific and awesome answer.
Yummy.
In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Abe Lincoln. He has long arms, a long reach.
I think you
no, that's
that
a fucking Fight Club reference.
Yeah.
Ask me again.
In all of history, who would you have this fight with?
Fucking.
This show's ridiculous, dude.
No.
Again, check the pinky link.
I mean, everyone must say Hitler, right?
Right?
That's
what I was going to say, too.
Less than you would think.
I would kick that
Lydia?
Guy's ass.
How about George Wallace? Let's go not to the top. Let's go down in American history. George Wallace.
Nice.
That is a good one.
He's the guy that invented
people. I would totally kick Hitler's ass, though. I would love to have the opportunity to pummel that guy in the face.
He'd probably like it.
All right.
Probably would. Yeah.
Nick,
bastard.
If you will.
Oh, yes.
We'll skip that
page.
We
know a bunch of those. Well, the other page only has only two things written on it.
Are you going to score them up? Or
I'm going to score them up now. That was it. That's my last. All right, one last one. Who's the member of the Breakfast Club you most identify with?
Judd Nelson.
What's the red-haired girl?
Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you dance like that?
You guys totally are Judd Nelson and Molly Ringwald, and you bang.
I know, right?
That's rad.
That is awesome.
Like, do you give him earrings?
And I'm stuff? So together hurt.
And right at the end, I raise my hand up every time I leave your house.
All right, I'm going to give you guys some rapid fire while Rory adds up your scores. And we're going to start with the standard Elvis or Beatles? Go.
Beatles.
Oh, that's hard, Elvis.
All right, we're going to go a little deeper. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols. Heroin and fucking madness.
No. Sex Pistols, I guess.
Uh-huh. Sorry, Felix.
All right, Benatar or Joan Jett?
Benatar.
Yeah, Pat Benatar.
I covered her song in Fall
Benatar
Silent.
Damn.
I covered her song in Fall Silent.
Oh, that's
Heartbreaker,
right. Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I remember when you guys did that one show at the Little Wall with...
We did the first set, all
Trance.
Covers, and then the second set was us.
Fall Silent, yeah.
Because we didn't want to show him.
The
because
Trance,
we thought
Sprout,
we'd
and
kick
Fall
us out.
Silent. And that was me and Marianne's first show
Jeff
putting
Montgomery
on.
Was doing right? The board. Jeff yeah. Montgomery was doing
old
the board.
Old school shit. All right, so let's go football or roller derby?
Football.
Roller derby.
Nice. All right, Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Pass.
Come on.
No, I love both. Fuck
Lord of
that
the Rings.
Shit.
What are you talking about?
Nice.
Lord of the Rings. No,
Star Wars
good
or Star
answer.
Trek?
Star Wars.
Wait, what was the question?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars. Yeah, Star Wars.
This is a weird question, but gay or ginger?
Gay.
Oh, that's
wait, the both of us, with the both of us in the room, are you kidding? We're both gay and ginger. You're going to make our heads explode.
All right, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Pepsi.
All right, let's go.
Fist fight.
Oh, yeah, fist fight or jail?
Jail.
Ooh, yeah. Fist fight.
All right, fuck that's you. A good yeah, that's I why like I always one. Go to jail.
Let's go Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to give you the pass because you're a young lady. And let's go Cheater or Cheated.
Oh, nice.
Do you have to elaborate?
Cheater or Cheated? That's the question. Go.
Cheated.
No, I know.
No, wait.
It doesn't. Yeah. I could think about things.
Both.
Like, are you talking about sexually or
originally?
Like,
I think we got her answer.
Originally,
Lydia.
I cheated I know, on I'm you, cheated. So yeah. I'm the cheater and you're the cheated. I
but
guess
that was
so
really
it was kind of non-specific.
We were right. only 16.
Right. AIDS or cancer?
Fucking cancer.
Cancer, I guess.
Blind or deaf?
Fuck you. Blind.
Blind, definitely.
All right, Rick.
We're musicians.
Okay. Boss Hogg or Cruella DeVille?
Fucking Boss Hogg.
Okay, Cruella.
Nice.
She was a lesbian.
You guys are equally matched. You guys like kind of evenly.
This is actually a very, very close game. A close game, but unfortunately, Jeff, my friend, your 386 points was not enough to overcome the lovely Lydia's 470 points.
Good fucking rule.
How is this happening?
Well done.
That's what, you're a better person than I am.
No, that's what you get when you let your boyfriend have sex with you in front of other people.
I know.
And I prefer looking at your panties than his boobies.
Right?
You haven't seen my panties yet.
Although they're a similar color.
Yeah, I guess so. If you watch the video, you can see she showed. But if you
exclusive.
Don't, she showed her panties. Not in a she rude way, panties. Just her color, just to let us know. And it was
just
nice and respectful. Yeah.
Just to verify her answer right, was
man,
not
so, catcher, so, I have a gun.
I think we're going to...
my button.
We're running up
out.
Here on the end of the show.
Yes.
I want to give a couple of plugs for some events this upcoming.
Good.
Hopefully you... I think one of them involves you, I think.
Oh, the Blixa, right?
Yeah. Yes. But first... oh, crap. I do want to bring this up. It's not for a couple weeks yet, but Goldfield Day is in the end of the world party in Goldfield, Nevada.
Oh.
At the International... Yeah.
Let me guess. Chad Sorg is going to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. At the International Car Forest
That's
Church.
Awesome.
There's a big rock show on... August 17th, 18th, and 19th. All weekend long, you
Goldfield
can camp
has
out
some,
there.
Some nice fucking old buildings.
It's a great old town. Used to boast like 20,000 people.
It still boasts about 20.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
some one of them being
shit right there.
Chad Sorg and Sorgfield Radio. So please check him out.
I think we should go.
This is all you need. Here's exactly where it is: 37 degrees, 42 minutes, 4.29 seconds north. 117 degrees, 13 minutes, 49.82 seconds west.
Traveling at what rate of speed?
I don't know. That's where it is. GPS.
So no one's coming.
No, man.
There's going to be people out there.
But reeling it back into this week here locally, on Thursday, 8-9 at 6 p.m., Memory Motel is having their LP release party.
Seven inch.
At 6 p.m.?
Isn't it the 7-inch party? Or
7-inch. It's an EP. Yeah.
Oh,
EP.
It's a 7-inch party.
Party.
There's a difference.
If you're less than 7 inches, you're not welcome.
They're playing on top of the Nevada Museum of Art with the Actors Killed Lincoln.
And that's you better get the show out by Thursday.
Actors Killed Lincoln. We just played with
those
them
guys
the other
are killer.
Night. They're Badass. Really good
Both
band.
Of those bands are awesome.
Yeah.
And that album that they just did. They did a bunch of like they recorded it on tape and shit. Nobody does that anymore. So.
Nice. Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. I heard a bit of it.
Coming up on Friday, we've got the Asphalt Socialites at Harrah's. It is the only band with a cop that I will endorse. But they're pretty cool.
What about the Village People? Don't you endorse them?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh.
We're back in business.
We're back in business.
No, go ahead.
All right.
Radio.
And then Saturday, this is your thing, Nick. Saturday, the Team Blixa fundraiser at Bar M Bar in Verdi. It's going to start at 2 p.m. It's a rock show all day. Benefit for a little 4-year-old girl, Blixa, who has leukemia. Nick, do you know who else is playing there?
It's Candy Shop, Hell Acapella, the Mary Jane Rocket.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple other bands I can't remember.
Andrew Wade's running the bar, I'm sure. He's a hell of a good bartender.
Andrew's out there. Paris is out there. Chris Pacheco.
Yeah, a bunch of good folks, man.
The drag queen of Verdi in all capital letters, he told me the other night. That's his name. The drag queen of Verdi. Chris Pacheco. Go say hi to him at Bar and Bar.
That's going to be a good time.
He'll be around.
I'll be there.
Thank you, Rick.
So, it's going to be a great weekend, so please go out and check out some shows locally. Jeff, when are you playing next?
We're playing the Walk of Shame, not Steve Dave. We're playing on the 24th of this month at Lincoln Lounge with the Shames and this really cool band from Seattle called Antique Scream.
Okay.
And it's a band, the drummer, Bill, he's an awesome dude, and I saw him out of nowhere. Last time I saw Jess Blaze.
Oh, wow.
I came down because I was running away from you, and I was like, I called Jess, and I went and got a drink with Jess. It was nothing, whatever. And then I saw that Bill, he was from UNRRA, who went on tour with Fall Silent in 1997. I'm like, what's going on? He's all, I'm playing here tonight. I'm all, how did that happen? It was like serendipity.
Right.
Yeah, and so he's coming back down with his bandmates, and we're playing a show at Lincoln Lounge 24th with the Shames and the Walk of Shame. And what's cool is we made it so it was on a Friday night that the Aces played. And so we play outside at Lincoln Lounge, so we'll have fireworks.
Fireworks!
And maybe a lot of traffic, people walking away from the game. Hell yeah.
It's right around the fucking corner.
24th. That's awesome.
Go Aces.
Yeah, go Aces. Josh, Nick, you guys got anything?
You covered
Thursday.
You said
Memory Motel's playing Thursday early, and later that night, Los Pistoleros, another great band, is playing with another badass rockabilly band from Phoenix called the Limit Club, and they're pretty good. So they're playing over Jub Jubs Thursday night, starting at 9, so probably starting at 11.
Cool. Yeah. So check out both those shows on Thursday.
And it was finally announced that the Mike O'Mara show is coming to Reno to Circus.
I love Mike O'Mara.
When?
November 10th. Tickets are not on sale. Ticket sales will be announced this next Monday.
I am a Donna Mike fan. We might be announcing.
We need to make a promo to get them in here.
We might be announcing something very special soon. I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, let's.
If you're Donna Mike fans, you want
to
listen.
You want to keep listening. Mike, the show.
Donna Mike, like, that's pretty awesome. I mean, they made my life. I love that fucking show. I love the Michael Mara show. I love Don's show. They're all available online.
Dude, when Frida died, I died. I died inside.
I still have the show recorded when he came back after Frida died.
Like, what? So dude, sad. I know these people.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget, 8/16 is coming up very soon.
It's the celebration of
the life of Mr. Elvis Presley.
Oh.
Please tune into Don Geronimo that day. He usually does something about
Elvis.
He
does the old school way,
Don's great.
And that show made me love Elvis.
Yeah.
But, dude, and fucking...
Hamburger Jane.
Yeah, so, but Rob, Mike O'Mara, Buzz, and Oscar Santana all going to be here to do a live show at the Circus on November 10th.
Yeah. Dude, I am booking. I'm going. Yep, I'm going.
So start listening to MichaelMaraShow.com if you want to know what's going on.
Yeah,
Buzz and Rob. Dude, everyone.
And we should maybe think about... It's not Don. To see Don.
I like
Don.
Mike
might
more.
Be there.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty. It's like seeing the Beatles back together for a second.
All right, so this has been another great episode. Please check out Walk of Shame on Facebook
and Steve Dave
On Facebook
on MySpace.
MySpace.
We haven't been a band.
Oh, right.
In 10 years.
Check out Jeff Dunn on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll show.
He
you.
Needs friends. Yeah, say hi to Nick. Say hi to Chewy. Say hi to me and Rick.
And it's Jeff.
D-O-N-E. Like, he's done.
Yeah, that's my stage name.
Turkey's done. Look at that belly button. Look at those nipples. Turkey's done.
If you were like Madonna, you'd just be done or Jeff.
So we're going to head out. What's this? We're going to put in another.
Nipples are definitely like Madonna.
We're going to close out on a song here. So.
Can I just say, rest in peace, Ty Michael Fritching. Yeah. That tattoo right there.
Hell, motherfucking
yeah. That was a Steve Dave dude. And we miss him.
Yeah, we do.
Right on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another crazy episode of this show. For Nick Ramirez, Josh Chewy Martin, Dogwater Dick, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and good night, ladies. Woo.
all the nuts and bolts switches on. Now I move.
His divine grace, the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, has spoken!